You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Not close, they're way there. And I think that is full-on balls-on-the-table move.
Yep.
To trade that guy, I was there the second day. Will Clark was there to work on ground balls with him at first base, and Raffy didn't show up. They had to move on. And so, Fitzy, to answer your question, this group has moved on.
Wow. Just hearing it again, that was Red Sox radio voice, friend of the afternoon show and beyond, Will Fleming, in response to my question, if he had felt that the Red Sox had now finally moved on emotionally from Rafael. All right, I said he who I was going to. I forgot, Dan. I'm sorry.
All right, so now that it's out there, I have a proposal.
Okay.
So mentioned in the Twitch chat just a few moments ago, over my shoulder to the right is a Rafael Devers bobblehead on the shelf in the studio. Do we, as a show, make the decree that we are moving on from Devers by moving Devers out of the studio?
Oh, see, the problem is, like, the Greg Hill Show has put together the bobblehead row, whatever else. So, like, I don't know if they're going to.
Oh, is there hell to pay if I disrupt something behind me?
Maybe we should make like a little sign we can put around the Devers bobblehead neck that says traitor.
That's right.
And then we'll just leave it there and then
shame.
See what happens. Yeah, shame.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, we should get a pic. No, yeah, we should get a picture of the lady who was Hannah Woodenridge, whatever her name was, who was in Ted Lasso. She played the shame lady from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
We should just print up a small one and put it next to Raphael.
We'll just give him a scarlet
shame.
Letter in the corner over here.
Shame.
Yeah.
No, we need like one of those flip calendars that we can put in the studio, like zero days, 1 day since Rafael Devers was mentioned on the afternoon show or something like that. But
I had a counter that we used on the Arcan version of this show that was blank days since Gerard Mayo's last walk back. So maybe I can retrofit that as 0 days since a Devers mentioned. Speaking of Fitzy, Rafael Devers mentioned by Will Fleming.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Yes. So that kind of made its way through the interwebs, through talk radio, the blogosphere, and beyond yesterday, Dan, when Will Fleming mentioned on our show that Rafael Devers kind of didn't respond to Will Clark, kind of blew him off and didn't show up for a chance to practice and get in some reps at first base, where he famously refused to play in Boston, one of the many reasons that ultimately necessitated his trade out of town from the East Coast to the West Coast. And he does not respond to a San Francisco Giants legend, somebody who was just an all-around, like a one of those guys who looked, Dan, like a perfect quintessential ball player and truly is one of the best fielding first basemen of all time.
Didn't call him the thrill for nothing.
For baseball reasons, for sure, and then some. Will Clark, one hell of a ball player, and anyone, you know, your age, my age, and beyond knows that name by heart. So Will Fleming says that on our show. My jaw drops, as you can see in the video clip, if you subscribe to @WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart was laughing. Mostly, I think, just because that feeds into Hart's whole entire idea that Devers is a dink. Spoiler alert, he is. And so then, as we come to learn, Dan, Will Fleming was getting a little brushback. He was getting some chin music from San Francisco Giants fans, from San Francisco Giants media, and beyond. That, you know, people were saying, like, you're just making that up for ratings.
Is our boy Shasky giving Will Fleming the business?
Calling our boy a liar.
That's crazy.
We should get our guy, you know what? Maybe we should get our guy Shasky back on the line real quick from, what was that, Morning Brew?
Yeah.
Yeah, Morning Joe, Morning Brew, Hot Brew.
Morning cup of brew.
Yeah, morning cup hot cup of sports. out in the West Coast in San Francisco. It's in the Odyssey Family Network.
Yep.
He joined us a while ago. He was thrilled. Couldn't believe San Francisco stole Devers from the Sox. Just absolutely fleeced Fenway Sports Group with that one. Well, now we find out that Devers doesn't respond to Will Clark his first weekend that he's out there. And then San Francisco media has the nerve, has the Dan gall, if you will, to say Will Fleming was making that up. Well, I am here to tell you now, Dan Ball, that we have actually heard from some proper sources that Will Fleming did not, in fact, make this up at all.
Will Fleming got the receipts.
Mm. Will Fleming himself has passed along the receipts. Thank you, Stiz. We actually have audio. This is a little WEI Afternoon exclusive, East Coast style. Will Fleming sharing this with us just moments ago, that Will Clark responded to this. This is actually, Stiz, this is audio from where once again?
Yeah, this is Will Clark speaking with Eric Burns on the No Filter Network.
Okay, Will Clark speaking with Eric Burns on the No Filter Network, addressing the idea that Rafael Devers did not show up when he tried to reach out to him for some first base practice.
Okay, so yeah, Devers comes over from Boston, and you have an opportunity to meet him.
Right. So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Matter of fact, he didn't even hit on the field. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base.
Hashtag justice for Will Fleming.
Hashtag receipts.
Let's go.
Hashtag
let's go,
burn
Will.
Notice.
The real Will the Thrill.
Respect the Phlegm Dog.
Yes.
Wow.
Also, Rafael Devers was either incredibly disrespectful or that's just Will the Thrill. But I really hope he did that on purpose.
I want it to be on purpose.
Absolutely.
I'm glad I wasn't sipping anything because I would have spit take when he said Rafael Devers.
Good old Richie Devers out there playing playing first base.
You come
leave
to the
it to Devers on tonight's
miss.
Episode. He doesn't show up for first base practice again. Oh, Devers!
Oh, that Devers! It's of
Can
course
you believe.
Of course.
I mean,
why
I
would
don't
it, why would
say it in like my Castiglione voice? Can you believe it?
No.
Will Clark texts you and says, "I'm in town. Let's get in some reps." And Devers says, or excuse me, Devers says, "No." It doesn't even say anything. Just doesn't get back to him. Like. Did his translator not read it to him? Did the messages get blocked? Did he think it was Poppy's number, so therefore he wasn't supposed to respond to it? Like, that's a huge opportunity missed.
Next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base.
Hear that, Devers? You hear that? You hear that? Of course, Fitzy, the answer is, I know San Francisco people are new to speaking Rafael Devers, but this is how this works. It's about Rafael Devers, what he wants in the moment. If he wants to hit, great. If I play third base, great. If a veteran and a face of the franchise and a pillar of the Giants franchise wants something from you, well, if it's not convenient with me, sick, go screw. Go sit and spin.
Rafael Devers?
That's right. Good old Robbie Devers telling him to go screw. Of course. Welcome to the Rafael Devers experience, San Francisco. Happy to have you here.
Yeah, enjoy it, honestly. What if in time history shows that the Red Sox are the ones who fleeced the San Francisco Giants, sending them Rafael Devers and his bad at it?
You guys know this. I was Team Devers, especially when it first went down. But after hearing Will Fleming's disposition yesterday, I was like, all right, there's a lot more stuff going on here than I thought.
Right?
Yeah. And that was the on-air stuff. Like the more you hear this, the more it was, oh, there was something that needed to be, there was something that needed to be removed for this team to go. And there's no, and Fitzy, you talked about the optimism around the Red Sox. 4 in a row, 6 of 7. I understand they're beating the bag off of bad teams, but there is at least a correlation between that trade happening and all of a sudden now everybody seems to be pulling on the rope in the same direction and the mistakes are starting to limit a bit more and, you know, guys are performing better and there's more roster flexibility and lineup flexibility. Yes, you traded an all-time great bat, but you also traded a guy that brought a lot of negative with him. So there is a chance, to your point, that this trade ends up maybe not being a win, but definitely being less ugly than we thought it was at the time.
One, I am rare to push back against you, Danny Ballgame, but all-time great bat. He's a good hitter. He is a good hitter. I don't think Rafael Devers is going to go down as one of the 10 greatest DHs of all time or one of the 10 greatest left-handed hitters. If anything, you lost the leadership of Xander meant more to me than the left-handed power of Rafael Devers. The all-around
Rafael Devers.
Rafael Devers. Party of four, Rafael Devers.
That was a little strong now that I think about it. 280 and 30 home runs a season is not all-time great.
Rafael Devers.
Nope, that's a little high for Rafael Devers.
Maybe Devers is a better hitter. Who knows?
No, I mean, look, all I wanted from, like, immediately we all wanted to know why, and then we realized why, and then we hope that they got something back in return. But mostly, you know, neutralizing the salary and getting out from underneath the contract John Henry never should have signed because it was so reactionary in the first place. Okay, good for the organization, but I think we as a fan base, whether we are people that work in media that also watch the games, or if you're just a pure heart of a Sox fan, cradle to grave, I think all we just want is this trade to be a net zero for everybody. Like, hey, we got good enough players back. He's somewhere else. He's someone else's problem. Now the Red Sox don't have to deal with that contract as well. And hopefully, just hopefully, one day soon, we will go at least one day without talking about Rafael
Devers.
Exactly. Thank you very much. But I will say this, too. Good job. Not only was Will Fleming awesome with us yesterday and fearless in his desire to share some good information and not just do a cliche-ridden interview with us. He was great. I had friends texting me last night, this morning, Red Sox fans on the local and in the West Coast saying, like, whoa, man, that, like, well, we all have friends that root for the Red Sox that live in different places, Stanley.
Such a great story.
I'll go F yourself.
Raphael, that wasn't even me.
You are a Rafael Devers fan, you jerk. Oh, but like the fact that people were like responded to that interview and were lauding Will Fleming was awesome. In the first place, but now that he had the receipts to back it up, bravo, Will Fleming.
Rafael Devers.
He has no seat at our table, but you are always welcome on my bar tab. Sir, 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. When we come back, I promise you, we'll talk a little bit less on Rafael Devers and maybe more about some of the other things Will Fleming brought to the interview yesterday, like who could be some of the people going out and who may the Red Sox have on their radar if, in fact, they want to spend and be very active at the trade deadline and the offseason. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining WEEI Afternoons.
Rafael Devers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back.
take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Okay, so yeah, Devers comes over from Boston, have an opportunity to meet him.
Right. So Matt Williams and Bob Melvin want me to go out there and work with him around first base. No problem. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he did not come out early at all, period. Not at all. Now, in fact, he didn't even hit on the field. But Rafael Devers, the next time I'm in San Francisco, your ass will be on the field at first base.
Now you see what I was dealing with. I need a drink just thinking about it.
Welcome back to the show, Breslobot.
Been a while.
It feels like it has been a while indeed. Craig Breslow, who's blank not only don't stink, but actually is smelling a little bit better day by day.
Yeah.
As his three big offseason acquisitions of Chapman, Bregman, and Crochet make the All-Star team. And it looks like we really got out from underneath one with the Rafael Devers deal. This is WEEI Afternoons. Thanks for jumping in with us, everybody. Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens alongside Danny Ballgame here until 3 o'clock. Ted Johnson tagging in just a couple of minutes to join us for the three-point stances, where we will cover a wide variety of topics with our hottest takes on the biggest sports stories. Of course, that audio was from Will Clark on the People's First Network, Stiz, once again. What was that on again?
The No Filter Network.
The No Filter, NFN.
You know it, you love it. Absolutely.
The name of the show is Deuces Wild.
It is indeed. He is. That's Deuces Wild on the No Filter Network. That was Will Clark saying that the first weekend Rafael Devers was in San Francisco, that he texted him, said he should join him for some first base work, and he got not a squat, zilch in return from him as well. That backs up everything Will Fleming said yesterday. Many cuts from Will Fleming yesterday were worthy of discussion as well. Make sure, you use the Odyssey app or subscribe to WEEI Afternoons podcast if you want to catch that and all the latest good sports talk right here from Boston Sports Original. So let's get into some of the other stuff that Will Fleming gave us yesterday afternoon as well, Dan. Like when he mentioned that the Red Sox were going to spend big and really wanted to make big moves, hopefully at the trade deadline, perhaps this offseason. I think most people would rather that they do it sooner than later. But of course, the market gets a little more expensive usually at the trade deadline because the cost and demand of needing and wanting a starter, a reliever, a utility infielder, a power hitter goes up when you only have a couple of teams bidding on the services. That's just sort of the nature of capitalism. Were you at all surprised to hear that Will Fleming said that he believed the Red Sox were going to be big at the All-Star break?
I was very surprised. Yes, I was encouraged. But now my response, and I believe in Will's sources probably to a fault, but my response to anybody who's going to say that is, all right, show me, prove it. And he couched it a little bit with, they also may spend in the offseason. Mm-hmm. I can't stomach that. You can also spend in the offseason, and that's fine. But to your point, Fitzy, about how the economy works in Major League Baseball, if you are already targeting, say, Joe Ryan, the kid from Minnesota who Will talked about yesterday, hard-throwing right-hander, under team control until 2028, really interesting piece that they could target. Don't wait until, the 11th hour at the trade deadline to do it. If you feel the fervor of your fan base starting to grow, if your team's won 4 in a row and 6 out of 7, do it now. Make a bold move and say, we're here to compete and we're coming in gangbusters after the All-Star break. You can avoid some of that inflation that you're going to get as you get further into July.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden everybody could bid on him. Then all of a sudden the likes of Kyle Tucker or Joe Ryan, everyone may say, hey, it's a brand new season. We all should get in on this action. Let's actually hear from the man himself, Will Fleming, yesterday on the Red Sox desire to come after it and spend big.
They're going to spend. They are. I mean, like they're going to try to do it as hard as they can in the next 3 weeks. And then if it doesn't happen now, it's going to happen in the offseason. I, I'm telling you, with 100% certainty, they want to get right back in the higher echelon with all these young players getting involved. They're going to spend.
Okay.
Pretty definitive. That's definitive. Well,
remember a few weeks ago when he was in, it was Will, it was Lou, it was Andy, it was Ted, and he said something big was going down, that something big was actually going out, and that was, of course, Devers being sent to San Francisco. He hears things. He talks to a couple, few, several people on a regular basis. Broadcasters, scouts, players, coaches, executives, front office people. Hell, Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow have a standing reservation every night at the Doug Lane Cafe that is the Red Sox broadcast booth,
right,
to pop in and say whatever they wish. And Will gets to hear these things. He's officially becoming like a buzzy whisperer of Red Sox news. Dan, if you let's just play the would you rather game. Would you rather see the Red Sox put together a package of Major League ready and Major League actual talent from minors and majors both, mm-hmm, to bring in a power right-handed bat to play first, or a first to second tier starting pitcher who you could pair up nicely under cost control for a few years next to Garrett Crochet?
Starting pitching every single day and twice on Sunday. I think it's pitching in general, and I would even highlight bullpen even more so than the rotation because of how Andrew Bailey and company managed the bullpen and the fact that you've run a bunch of your relievers into the ground. So I would go pitching all day there. And Fitzy, just because it's being met with a lot of pessimism, as you can imagine, I'm thrilled that Will Fleming said it. This leadership group has bought themselves no benefit of the doubt of the fan base. So if you're going to say it and you're going to use, you know, full throttle 2.0, you got to do it, because once again, there's going to be hell to pay if you don't.
Yeah, that's the problem, is they're fighting the tide of disbelief and sentiment that they have created with their moves,
right,
or rather their inaction over the last couple of years.
That's the only evidence we have at this point. But unfortunately, there wasn't, but you have,
right,
to buy, and you can't also sell at the same. I can't say I'm buying Joe Ryan and trading Aroldis Chapman, and so that's what you need to do here.
Yeah, and Stiz, because you, as now postured on the show, represent the voice of the local superfan, you want a power hitter or you want a power pitcher?
I want a power hitter.
Ah.
I want them whacked out of the park.
I know. Chicks dig the long ball, Stiz. Atta boy.
I do. I would love, God, you know, it's not going to be Pete Alonso, but just, or somebody, a right-handed power hitting first. It'll be, let's see what happens when Yoshida, when Masataka gets back in tomorrow. Let's see what he can do over the next few weeks. You know, doesn't have a huge runway to audition for the part as well, but he's a professional hitter. Again, he's a lefty. They need one power right-handed hitter. I'm telling you, it would change everything. 617-779-7937 if you want to join the WEEI afternoon party. When we return, Ted Johnson tags in. It'll be the 3 o'clock hour. We've got three-point stances covering football, covering the Celtics, covering baseball. There's a little something for everyone, but that's just how we do here on WEEI afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.